Step 2. Be accountable. We now have our goals in place. It's a great start, but how many of you have put a goal in place just to fall off the wagon a few months later? It is not enough to have goals. You need to have discipline, and you need to be accountable to achieving your goals. I recommend having an accountability partner. It doesn't matter if you're a brand new agent or a CEO. Having someone to hold you accountable and push you is invaluable. So, how can you be accountable? First, share your weekly and monthly goals with someone else. Next, set up weekly calls to discuss your progress. Lastly, be honest about your progress. Your accountability partner could also be your confidant. Sometimes we just need to get life off our chest so we can refocus on the task at hand. To do this, you have three options. The first option most people think of is to hire a real estate success coach. They are great because they talk to successful agents on a regular basis. They see what works and what doesn't. They make a great sounding board for your ideas and can share ideas and success stories from other agents. Personally, I'm a big fan of coaches. In fact, the vast majority of the greatest CEOs and athletes have coaches. Do you think someone like Tiger Woods needs a coach? Sure he does. That coach may not be able to teach him how to play better at this point in his career, but a coach will see things that you may not and can bring a new perspective. Studies have shown that coaching can increase an agent's first-year production by nearly 300%. That's awesome, and I believe it can be equally effective for seasoned agents. If money is an issue, then another option is to find another agent to be your accountability partner. Try to find someone in a similar position as you and who shares the same goals. Again, they don't need to have all the answers. They are really there to help you be accountable. They can identify your blind spots, be a sounding board, and provide objective feedback. They can also be another source of creative ideas. Best of all, they can help you celebrate your successes. And who doesn't need that? The last option is one that I don't particularly recommend, but it works, and that is to marry someone who will nag you. Again, not the ideal solution, but if it works, why not?